Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Winning cures everything. I'm Gary. Solo duties on The Daily Show today. This is the Wednesday, February 19th edition of the show. On today, we're going to talk about Greg Robinson being arrested. We're going to talk about Steve Bartkowski and the idea that Joe Burrow could pull an Eli Manning. We'll explain what that means here in a minute. We will also discuss the fake shooting news of Amari Cooper. We'll talk about a little bit of that. Yesterday, some news broke about Mark D'Antonio and Michigan State and possible NCAA violations and whatnot. And I've got some college basketball picks for this evening. I'll give you my picks against the spread. Of course, you guys know the website, winningcureseverything.com. Go check it out. All of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms, etc. Go take a stab at it. Take a look. See what's going on. All of our stuff is over there. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Obviously, The Daily Show runs out to Periscope and Facebook, so you can watch it live there. You can hop in the comments if you would like to. I don't want to overwhelm the YouTube, so we don't always post The Daily Show there, but the podcast is available as soon as this show goes off the air. So, if you're watching on Periscope, etc., share it out for us. We would definitely appreciate that. If you do follow the YouTube, make sure you share that out as well. If you don't, go hit subscribe. We post new stuff all the time. Chris and I had a nice long hour and a half conversation last night. Definitely worth listening to, worth watching on YouTube, so go and check that out. Those that Chris and I do will not be on the Periscope and Facebook. They will just be on YouTube and on the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, hit subscribe, hit the review button, and leave us a nice 5-star review. We would definitely appreciate that. Go to Tunica, Mississippi. They are the South's premier sports gambling destination. TunicaTravel.com is the website where you can get more information. They got incredible sports books, all kinds of different stuff. So go take a stab at it and check it out. TunicaTravel.com is the website. First topic of the day. Let me go on and write my times down here. Greg Robinson was arrested in El Paso, Texas today. He was the number 2 pick in the 2014 NFL draft from Auburn. He was drafted by the St. Louis Rams at the time. He signed a couple of years ago with the Cleveland Browns. And in his career, he has earned $29.11 million. And yet, he was busted trying to cross the border with apparently tons of marijuana. They booked him for possessing marijuana with intention to sell. He has a pending federal charge for drug distribution, and it makes no sense to me how you could make $29.1 million in 6 years of work. This is what true crime stories base themselves on, right? Like stuff like this where you just want to know exactly what's in the mind of the guy. How much money could you really, and I understand drug money is crazy, right? I get that. Normally we hear of drugs coming from Mexico to come back into the United States. You don't really hear a whole lot about the ones that get caught in the United States going out to Mexico. I couldn't imagine that he would make as much money doing that as he would be playing football. Now, I understand the Browns let his agent know that they are not going to re-sign him for next year. He was not exactly, what's the right word here? He was inconsistent. I'll say that. The Browns went 6-10 this year. Not a great season. He wasn't very good. But that doesn't mean that he wouldn't get picked up by somebody to make millions of dollars to play football again. And instead, we have this kind of an issue. I would love to see what went into something like this, where you've got all of this weed that you're going to take across the border so that you can, I guess, make a payday? I mean, that's the only reason why you would do it, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it. None of it makes any sense to me. So, cheers to it. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. But, man, he did miss a game with a concussion this year. You know, you wonder if maybe that led to some bad decisions. Obviously, everybody's talked about Antonio Brown and how crazy his life has been since he got concussed against the Bengals. You know, who knows if there's anything to that, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, let's move on. Next topic up. Let's see. The 1975 number one pick by the Atlanta Falcons, Steve Bartkowski. He is urging Joe Burrow, number one draft pick, supposedly, from the LSU Tigers, to pull an Eli Manning. And when I say to pull an Eli Manning, in 2004, Eli was expected to be the number one draft pick in the NFL draft by the San Diego Chargers. And he let the Chargers know that he was not going to play for them. He was refusing to play for them. You better make a deal for me because I'm not ever going to suit up there. I'm never going to sign a contract. John Elway did the same thing back when he was drafted. And I'm a little surprised by it. This is what a number one pick in the NFL draft makes. $35-plus million over a four-year contract. It's a signing bonus of $23.5 million and then your typical salary. But it is just astronomical money. Burrow is from Ohio. So he's somewhat of a home state, a hometown kid in Cincinnati. Urging somebody to not go out and be a professional just seems strange to me. Now, I get it from one side, right? One side of this is, okay, the Bengals have been a really bad organization. And for Bartkowski, he said it was the same thing with the Atlanta Falcons and that they were basically just a dumpster fire. The organization didn't have any idea what they were doing. Bartkowski blamed his failed NFL career on the Falcons being so bad. He said, you know, once Arthur Blank took over and bought the Falcons, then the organization got better and things would have been fine. But he said he spent more time in the hospital and more time nursing injuries than he did throwing touchdowns. And he blames that on the organization. And I can understand it. I can see it. But in today's NFL, we have seen that if you get the right quarterback, your team's fortunes can completely change overnight. Right? Now, obviously, the Bengals need help on the offensive line. They need some skill help. They need all sorts of different stuff. But if you've got the quarterback, if you've got the foundational piece, then you can fix those things. You can. It makes everybody else better. And if you're Joe Burrow, exactly who do you want them to trade you to? For Eli, the Giants were right there at four. You know, they already had a few pieces in place. You know, I guess if you could try and work something out with the Carolina Panthers, maybe, but I think the Panthers have bigger problems than just a quarterback. So I don't know what you would do. I don't know which way I fully lean on this because I do agree that the Bengals have been bad. But I do think that if the Bengals were to get Joe Burrow, it could make them successful fairly quickly. So they have done a lot of reorganizing inside of that that team, that program. I mean, if I were Burrow, I would play it out and then just go from there. Play your 4 years, and if you don't like it there, then you can obviously be a free agent. So it's a weird circumstance, a weird story, but one that I found very interesting. I'm curious to see if Burrow is going to take that advice or not. If I had to put money on it, I'm going to bet that he just goes and plays for Cincinnati.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Topic number three. There was a fake story out today about Amari Cooper being shot in Dallas in a parking garage. So somebody tweeted it out that updates were coming. The status of the player was unknown. And then the tweet's gone, and the account that tweeted it is gone. But it took off like wildfire. I mean, it was Twitter trending and all this and everybody. And after the Kobe news, you would think that something like this would not happen, right? It's a sad state of affairs when we've got people tweeting out fake news like this. And it's the entire reason why when you saw the initial reports about Kobe Bryant that you didn't necessarily believe them, right? It makes everybody question things. And that's why a lot of people don't trust the news anyway. Now, for some people, it's their own fault for trusting Twitter. But when you start to see something take off like that, you assume that there is some level of credibility behind it. With this one, there was absolutely nothing. Amari Cooper came out on Instagram, said, "I'm perfectly fine. There is no truth to it. It's just fake news is what it is." It's sad. It's really sad and disgusting. And, you know, the account, obviously, gone. But, you know, I don't know what you could do to help police that. And it really sucks. I will say that. So we're glad that Amari Cooper is okay. Obviously, we'll see where he'll be playing next year. The Cowboys, I think, are going to have to really pay him. But he is a free agent. So we'll see what happens. But his name was in the news. And when I first saw it, I could not understand why. And then once I dug into it a little bit, It started to make a little more sense, and luckily he is okay. Topic number four. Let's talk about Mark D'Antonio. Here is the story from yesterday. A photo provided in the ongoing lawsuit by former Michigan State staffer Curtis Blackwell and published by the Detroit News on Tuesday appears to catch former Spartans head coach Mark D'Antonio in a lie about knowingly committing NCAA violations. Blackwell, a former Michigan State recruiting staffer, is suing the school for wrongful termination and wrongful arrest, and his lawyers alluded to evidence proving D'Antonio committed NCAA violations by bringing Blackwell along for off-campus recruiting trips and by tasking Blackwell with arranging employment for recruits' parents through a Spartan super booster. D'Antonio's legal team called the allegations false and scandalous. When he was deposed on January 10th, he responded with an unambiguous no when asked if Blackwell ever joined him inside a recruit's home, and answered in the affirmative when asked if he was aware that would constitute an NCAA violation. On Tuesday, the Detroit News published a photo showing Blackwell, D'Antonio, defensive coordinator Mike Tressel, and then defensive line coach Harlan Barnett inside the home of five-star recruit Dalen Hayes in December of 2015. Now, Hayes ended up signing with Notre Dame, but the mother of Hayes is the one that provided the photo. And it showed him in the house of the recruit. Now, in most cases, yeah, NCAA violation. This is a secondary violation. Not that big of a deal. You know, what are we going to do here? Like, keep him off the road for a couple of weeks, you know, whatever. Well, obviously, D'Antonio has now retired. But the issue is D'Antonio lying under oath, that's perjury. That complicates things. Something like this can really help out Blackwell with his case. Now, it doesn't go to trial until summer, but things are getting a little hairy for Mark D'Antonio. Now, I didn't expect him to come back and coach, but I think that this case, along with everything else that's been going on at Michigan State, finally got to be too much. And we talked about the rumors and whatnot about how he wanted to pick his own successor and et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, this story, and there will be books written about this past year, the last 2 years, really, at Michigan State, and it will be incredibly entertaining. I cannot wait to hear all of the details about this because, I mean, this is just wild stuff. I mean, if there are pictures, if you actually posed for pictures with this guy in a recruit's home, why would you ever, under oath, say that he didn't visit kids? That just makes no sense. Like, I understand maybe if you're forgetting things or whatever, but, like, good gracious. Even then, I don't know. I don't understand it. You tell the truth and say, he may have. I don't know. But if it happened, it's not a massive NCAA violation. It is something that you'll get a slap on the wrist for. There will be some repercussions, but you're not going to get bowl bans. You're not going to get, you know, a ton of probation. Like, it is what it is. It's not going to cost your program a lot. So it made no sense to me. I don't understand what he was thinking. But, you know, I've come to expect that from D'Antonio over the past however many years. And we'll see. We will keep up with that story as well. Let's move on to the last topic, and this is college basketball picks for tonight, February 19th. It's Wednesday. There's a ton of big bubble games tonight, right? Michigan at Rutgers. Rutgers obviously needs to keep winning at home. I think that they are in the field safely. Michigan at this point in the field safely. Villanova at DePaul. DePaul obviously needs a big win here. I don't think that they're the worst team in the Big East. I don't think they're going to get in. But when you get a home win over Villanova, you go on a run towards the end of the season, things can change. Butler at Seton Hall, big game. Duke at NC State, that's a big game for NC State. Indiana at Minnesota, both of those teams need wins to be able to get into the NCAA tournament. Providence at Georgetown, that's two more, you know, bubble-ish teams. South Carolina at Mississippi State, both bubble-ish teams. You know, a lot of good games tonight. So I am not necessarily betting any of those. I'm betting where the value is. I'll go on and read them off to you, and they are posted on my Twitter along with over at the website winningcureseverything.com/gambling-picks, or you can just go to winningcureseverything.com and click on gambling picks up in the navigation bar. On the season, I am 189, 140, and 11. That is 57.45%, doing fairly well on the week. 4-4, not great. Had a 1-2 evening last night, but looking to pick it back up tonight. I got six games. Going to give you these and the numbers. I'm giving you my numbers, and if you have to buy a half point or something like that, just do it. Save yourself. I like even numbers. That way, if you get a push, it is what it is. So, just the way that I roll. Rotation 798, VMI at Western Carolina. I've got Western Carolina -8 here. Number 804, Texas A&M at Alabama. Alabama minus 10 is where I've got it. That line should be closer to like 13, and it's only sitting at 10 right now. So taking Alabama with Herb Jones back in the lineup, this team looks a lot better. 806, rotation number, Samford at Mercer. Samford is terrible. I understand they got a win at, what was it, the Citadel over the weekend. You ain't fooling me. This line is low. Mercer is pretty good. Samford is not. Mercer minus 7 there. Rotation 817, Valparaiso plus 5 at Drake. Valpo coming on here lately. Drake falling off. So going with Valpo plus 5. 871 rotation, Army plus 5 at Loyola, Maryland. Army picking up steam here towards the end of the season. Kind of like them on the road here. Loyola, not been great. Rolling with Army plus 5. And then finally, this is my favorite one. I wouldn't put a ton of money on this one. I might put half a unit on it. 874, that's Lehigh at Colgate, taking Colgate minus 13. I don't always like them as a big favorite, especially double-digit favorite. But the numbers are telling me that this should be closer to about 17 points as opposed to 13. So we're rolling with that one as well. As always, go over to winningcureseverything.com, click on the gambling picks section. You can see all of the picks, or you can just follow my Twitter account if you're not already. I am at GaryWCE. All of my picks are always up there. The Daily Show is up there. We're also on Periscope as well. You can follow me on Periscope. Follow us on Twitter at Facebook.com/winningcureseverything. Website has everything that you will possibly need. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice review. We definitely appreciate that. Go to Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. TunicaTravel.com is the website for more information. We appreciate you guys for hanging out today, and we will see you all again tomorrow.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.